Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester, and with me, as always, is Akiva Wienerker. Akiva, how is it going?
It's funny, because you didn't say Wheels has it rolling, but I think Rob said it this week on the podcast.
Yeah, so. I've abandoned it.
Maybe you just traded to Rob for How's It Going. It's going fine. It's four kids, a lot of kids, but...
Yeah. Exciting times for you.
Yeah, I guess, if you're into kids.
Yeah, exciting time nationwide for you, as Israel keeps storming through the WBC, the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, we've been really riveted by... this is the last WBC. People, like, once that leak that, like, they might not continue it, that means that they're not continuing it. I mean, the United States has never made the finals, which obviously doesn't help them. They used to get good players. Like, the first one, they had, like, Griffey and Jeter, and, like, they had stars. Now they just can't get... And the hitters will go, because who cares if the hitters go away for a week, you know? But yeah. They can't get any pitchers. I mean, Danny Duffy's like their ace.
Yeah. That's part of the problem. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. It's hard
for the Asian countries, I think they care a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Japan and South Korea and probably Cuba care a tremendous amount.
Yeah, Cuba does. Yeah.
But I don't know. Well, Japan has been by far the most dominant team in the WBC.
Yeah.
They won 2 out of 3. But I just don't the reason the Olympics matters is because it's the Olympics. And the reason the World Cup matters is because it's the World Cup, it has history. But you can't – it's the same thing with, like, the WNBA or the MLS. You have to aimlessly do it for 30 years before people start taking it seriously. To be fair, MLS people definitely do take seriously now, and the WNBA people still do not. So some things just never catch up.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about? You said we weren't allowed to talk about soccer. Barca's crazy comeback.
I mean, there's not much to say about it, but we should really get into the...
We're a football podcast. Should we talk about football at all?
Yeah, let's talk about quarterbacks. Let's stick with the quarterbacks. But who do you want to talk about first? Glennon?
Yeah, so Mike Glennon is signed with the Bears. He's getting like $19 million guaranteed.
Yeah, the Bears were totally bidding against themselves because the only two other teams that wanted Glennon, one of them signed Hoyer for $6 million a year. Before the Bears signed Glennon, they were out at like $9 million.
I'd absolutely rather have Hoyer at $6 million than Glennon at $19 million.
So here's my opinion: if there's a quarterback that's like 5% better, I'd rather have him for $10 million more.
Because Brian Hoyer? Okay, so Brian Hoyer in 2015.
Yeah, if you think Brian Hoyer is better than Mike Glennon, God bless you. But I'm saying if Glennon's better than Hoyer, then you don't want him for $6 million.
Well, Glennon's thrown 11 passes in the last 2 years, so we have no way to know if Glennon's any good.
I mean, Steve Young didn't play for years, and then he became Hall of Famer.
Okay, so Mike Glennon and Steve Young got it.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's possible for him. You know, Steve McNair sat for 2 years too before he started playing. Like, sometimes people do that.
But we've seen Mike Glennon play on Tampa. He's had chances before.
I mean, right? His ceiling is like little worse than Alex Smith.
No, he wishes he could be a little worse than Alex Smith.
I mean, that's his ceiling.
No way. His ceiling is like that he'll be like the 23rd best quarterback among starting quarterbacks. That's his absolute ceiling. Brian Hoyer was better than that in 2000, just one season ago in 2015.
I mean, obviously the Bears don't think that's his ceiling, but if that is truly his ceiling, then the Bears should
be taking. That's about what they've been getting from Cutler.
Because the Jets are right now setting up for like one of the great tank jobs of all time. Because they have no good players on their team.
But the Jets are really going for it.
I mean, you have like – the thing is all the bad teams have all the money this year. It's a weird year where like some of these teams have $100 million. And so they're giving it – like the Niners are throwing crazy money at fullbacks. Like who would think
there's not a lot of options at quarterback. You know, Kirk Cousins has demanded a trade, but Washington's not going to do it.
Right.
And Tony Romo's the only option. He's not going to Chicago or the Jets. He's going to either Denver or Houston because, he wants to be on a team that can win right away. And he might play 6 minutes and break all the bones in his body anyway.
Yeah, he might not make it to training camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no good quarterbacks, but I also like – you also have like the Jaguars, the Browns, the Rams, the Dolphins, all these teams throwing –
Who's the next best quarterback on the market? Cutler, I guess?
Well, it's probably Kaepernick's better than Cutler. Kaepernick has a higher ceiling than Cutler at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem is I think actually like there's so many like seriously Republican owners in the NFL that I don't think will go near Kaepernick. Like Woody Johnson is like part of the Trump administration. I don't think he's signing Kaepernick, you know? He said that he would make – I mean Kaepernick said he'd stand for the national anthem, but Woody said he wouldn't allow anyone on his team to not stand for the national anthem. So,
I mean, if you're the Jets and you're getting rid of everybody and trying to be terrible, do you want to get Kaepernick?
No, no. But right now the Jets are talking about Cutler. The Jets have a weird thing where they need to offer Cutler.
You don't want Cutler either.
Well, he might be bad enough that you do want him. But the Jets need to offer Cutler enough money that he doesn't retire, which is like a funny.
But don't they need Hackenberg? Like, don't they need it to try every single guy?
Yes. Well, I mean, I could spoil it for them and tell them that Hackenberg sucks and Petty's played and he does suck. But yeah, I agree. They need to go 1-15 and get the first pick next year, and there'll probably be some good quarterbacks.
All right. Okay, so enough of that. Can we get to the main event here?
Let's get to the main event.
All right, so last week we introduced the greatest American athlete bracket, or at least we introduced the candidates for the bracket, and then we agreed on 55 spots, and for the last 9 spots we decided to throw it up to the fans. We put 35 people on a list of potentials for people to vote on. We got great feedback from this episode. We got tweets and emails and Facebook messages, and over 50 people voted in that little Twitter poll thing that I posted. So we got a lot of feedback. We got a lot of write-ins. So I think we should jump right in and try and guess for who those last 9 spots should go to.
What did you just say?
What?
Desper?
What?
Did you try and say decipher, but you said Desper?
That's how I pronounce it. It's decipher.
No, it's decipher.
Well, I say decipher, so...
Where'd they teach you that? At Harvard? Decipher? Is that a Minnesota thing? Oh, my God. You better keep that in.
If anything, I would guess it was a British thing, because my mother is from South Africa.
Oh, maybe. Maybe you speak British. Oh, my God. Maybe. I just thought you were dumb. Yeah. Okay. All right, so we have 55 people in. We have the link for that if someone wants to see them. So let's tell me of the do you want to name all 40? How are we doing this?
Okay, so we had 35 guys on the ballot, men and women on the ballot. First of all, you know, one issue, and when you put this up to the masses of voters, and especially the people who listen to our podcast, it's going to sway in the direction of the big three sports, and especially on, you know, like, as they call them, skill positions in football, you know, like a fantasy stat acquirers. And so it's no surprise that that's where the predominant number of the votes went. Why don't we do it this way? First of all, so you voted. I there was a case of voter fraud in the voting. One person voted twice, and that was Akiva Wieneker.
Well, I was just testing it. First, I voted just for Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, you voted just for Joey Chestnut, and then you voted a second time. So first, why don't we do? I'm counting here. There's only one person who both you voted for and I voted for and was in the top 9 of our voters.
Let's put them on the list.
Lou Gehrig, definitely on the ballot. Okay. Apologies to Lou for not making those. He finished 5th in voting. By the way, nobody got even close if we're using Hall of Fame methods, needs 75% of the votes. Nobody even got, you know, 60% of the votes.
Yeah, but there's so many people. But again, it's a tough ballot.
So the guy who was the leader on our ballot with 35 votes was Barry Sanders. So we're going to stick Barry Sanders in there.
Put him in.
Second on our ballot, who you did not vote for some reason, was Hank Aaron with 32 votes. So Hank Aaron, welcome to the party.
Okay, fine. But at most, we're putting one more baseball player, so let's see what happens.
Third on our ballot was Shaquille O'Neal, who you voted for. And by the way, and the fact that the vote went how it did makes clear to me that if we had put more NBA guys on this ballot, Shaq was the only maybe on our ballot. If we had put Larry Bird on here, with 100% certainty, he's going in.
I agree. Okay, so put Shaq in.
Oscar Robertson, Kobe Bryant, all those guys would have went in.
Yeah, I agree. But they shouldn't be.
All right. Fourth among the voters, a guy who – the top vote getter who neither you nor I voted for, Bo Jackson. You know, as we said, Bo Jackson is nowhere close to the Hall of Fame in either sport. But I understand why voters wanted him in. And so, you know, we're going to listen to our listeners. So Bo Jackson's on the ballot.
Okay.
So he's number 4. Lou Gehrig, as I said, number 5. Number 6, Mickey Mantle. Some people were very upset that he was that he only made it this far.
Yeah, I'm sure my grandfather would be upset. Yeah.
And then number 7, similarly, people were.
Wait, so Mantle, we're not throwing in yet because we may be out of baseball spots.
No, of course Mantle's in.
No, not necessarily.
We told people they could vote. Now you're not going to accept the vote?
Well, we put their top 5 in. I'm not necessarily putting their 8th and 9th in.
No, we're putting their top 9 in unless we want to do a special write-in for 8 or 9. But we're certainly not turning down 6 and 7.
6 and 7. Put Mickey Mantle in.
So 6 is Mickey Mantle. 7 is Jackie Robinson.
No, I'm not putting in another baseball player. Sorry.
Of course we're putting in Jackie Robinson. There's no question Jackie Robinson's going in.
As a baseball player. That's absurd. Let's just put in freaking Jeff Kent.
Okay. All right. So next. So now the 8th and 9th spots went to 8th place was Walter Payton with 22 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And 9th was Brett Favre with 18 votes.
Okay. Way too many baseball players in this thing.
Okay. Well, I don't agree, but and then Joey Chestnut, your beloved, just short. He got 17 votes.
Ooh.
So
how about we each get one vote? We each have one veto vote, like one. We get one golden pass.
Hold on. So let's talk about. Well, okay. So the other guys you voted for, Floyd Mayweather, which I thought was ridiculous. You voted for Rocky.
But there's
Marciano,
not enough boxers. We're kicking out Jackie Robinson. We're putting another boxer.
Well, I voted for Jack Dempsey. To me, Jack Dempsey is by far the best of the boxers who didn't make it. Unless you want to say Jack Johnson, who of course you know had to deal with a lot of racism and you know
great singer also. I don't know.
We each voted for a different golfer. I voted for Arnold Palmer, who finished 13th in the vote. You voted for Bobby Jones, who finished 27th.
It's just a popularity contest. Palmer stinks.
And then, you voted for Althea Gibson. That was her only vote, was Althea Gibson, your vote. Rafer Johnson also got one vote, and A.J. Foyt and Willie Pep got no votes. Anyway, but we have a lot of write-ins, a lot of comments, so why don't we discuss some of those and see if maybe one of those write-ins should get the last spot ahead of Favre or maybe even Walter.
But they have to convince us. We each get – no, there's two spots, right? We each get to put one person in.
No. Walter Payton and Brett Favre are in right now.
No, they're not. The top seven are in, and we each get one person to put in. It could be Peyton or Favre. I'll consider Peyton or Favre. We each – and you can too. We each get one more – we each have one spot at our discretion. We could put somebody in.
No. But anyway,
yes. I respect the listeners' opinions, so we gave them the top seven. They did a terrible job putting in way too many baseball players, not enough boxers. But let's go for the – we each get – I'll give you the first pick, and I'll take the second pick. Give me the options.
Let's discuss, okay?
Give me the options.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, Michael Rosenberg, who appeared on this podcast, he called in at the 100th episode.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really enraged. He said, you know, Wayne Gretzky became an American citizen like 1988, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to which I say, okay, a lot of people are dual citizens, but who does he represent when he plays hockey internationally? He represents
Canada. Canada.
Yeah.
If he wants to renounce his Canadian citizenship, we may retroactively take him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Shout out to the great
He says, I'm clearly biased. I love hockey, but also Brett Hall is number four all-time in goals and was number three until like this past year when Jaromir Jagr jumped him.
Yeah.
So again, Gretzky competes internationally for Canada. We don't care about that. We had discussed Hall on the Lost Pod, I think.
I just think Chelios beats Hall and the fact that we can't decide
that. So we'll get to that in a second. So then Morrow says, well, A-Rod played for the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic, didn't he? Seems crazy to have zero baseball players. Well, as we said, first of all, the World Baseball Classic doesn't matter. Second of all, A-Rod was born in America. He was born in Miami. He's an American three.
Third of all, we knowed A-Rod. Right. We didn't put him in.
But not because he competed for the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic.
Right. He's dating J-Lo. That's the big news today.
Yeah. You know, all the Jews on Team Israel are Americans. So, you know, that doesn't really matter. Mm. Now, so I agree with Morrow that it is crazy to have zero hockey players. But the problem is there's no American who was even as good at hockey as somebody like Hakim or Carl Malone.
No, for sure. For sure.
So Morrow says Hall was. I disagree. I think you made a mistake with Hall. So here's the thing. I went and I did this for a bunch of sports this week. I made all-time rankings, not my own opinion, but I accumulated and averaged out the all-time rankings of a whole bunch of different websites. So for the NHL, I got 9 different rankings. I averaged them out. And Brett Hall, I'm sorry to say, but he's number 13 on my all-time hockey list. Chris Chelios is actually number 38, one spot ahead of them. So the 38th and 39th best hockey players should not be in the conversation when, again, Larry Bird is not even close to making it, and he's like the 7th or 8th best basketball player of all time. So there's no way to put a top 40 hockey player, right?
Yeah, we're on the same page here.
Okay. Anyways, so, you know, so that's about it. So Chelios and Hall, sorry. It just makes no sense for the 40th best hockey player to be on a list. So no to all the hockey players. Sorry. Jim Crumley wrote in. He said, we need more women. And he gave us a bunch of proposals. Now, we had, among the 55, we had 11 women and 44 men. You know, a 4-to-1 ratio, it's not great. But, you know, realistically, in terms of the impact that women have had on major league sports in America, you know, until the last 30, 40 years was virtually non-existent. And even in the last 30 years, you know, they're very big in individual sports, but team sports have not caught on as much. So, you know, we're reflecting reality. We're not endorsing it, I would say. But anyway, so here's some of the women.
Wait, so Jim wants more women in the bracket?
In the bracket. So here's the ones
he's
proposed.
He's so woke, Jim Crumley.
Yeah, so here's the ones he proposed. Let's discuss them, all right?
Okay.
First, Janet Evans. She won 4 swimming medals, to which I say congrats. That's like half of Mark's space.
It's not enough. We put Katie Ledecky in. Katie Ledecky slam dunks Janet Evans.
Yeah, okay. So no to Janet Evans. Next, he says Michelle Akers. So here, once again, I went ahead and made a cumulative ranking of the greatest women's soccer players of all time to see where Michelle Akers ranks on the list, right?
Yeah.
Because when you read her Wikipedia page, she sounds pretty good. One of the greatest female soccer players of all time, named FIFA Female Player of the Century in 2002. In 2004, Akers and Mia Hamm were the only two women named to the FIFA 100, which was selected by Pelé and was the greatest soccer players of all time. So maybe Michelle Akers has an argument here. So here's my all-time greatest female soccer players rankings. All right.
I would love to know your metrics.
Again, my metrics was I found other rankings. Guardian, Sports, The Rich. I just found a bunch of different rankings and averaged them together.
Okay.
Number one and number two in some order are Marta from Brazil and Mia Hamm. Mia Hamm already on our list.
Yes.
Okay. Then after that, you have – so Mia Hamm, maybe the greatest player of all time. She for sure belongs on the list. Akers is in that next group with Abby Wambach, Germany's Birgit Prinz, Japan's Homare Sara, China's Sun Wen, Canada's Christine Sinclair, etc. So nobody's saying that Akers is as good as Hamm, but if she is maybe the third or fourth greatest female soccer player of all time, and obviously the second greatest American, does she deserve to get it?
Right. Similar with Wambach, similar with Carly Lloyd. They're in that second tier.
Oh, Carly Lloyd's nowhere near this list.
Well, but Wambach, she's an active player who's you know, probably wasn't even – you know, if all those lists are made
Carly,
last year.
But hold on. Carly Lloyd is in her mid-30s. Her career is almost over, I think.
Your career is older than people.
Well, that's also true. So I would say that Akers is a maybe, but we'll come back to her in a second. All right? Abby Wambach, no. Again, she's behind Akers and she's behind Hamm. Do you agree?
Yes. She's a no.
Okay. He said Florence Griffin Joyner, who's already in.
She's in.
He said Lindsey Vonn. You know, one of the greatest alpine skiers ever.
She has one medal. It's not even gold. GTFO, Lindsey Vonn.
Okay, she's out. He said Lisa Leslie. We already have two female basketball players, and Lisa Leslie is not as good as either one of them. Then he said he wanted Walsh and May, the volleyball pair. First of all, we don't have any pairs in here, so they eliminate each other.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, Walsh is better than May. Walsh hurt herself. She May left, and then Walsh didn't win the gold this year. Granted, she's like 8,000 years old.
Yeah, so I say Michelle Akers maybe has a possibility for that last spot.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you want to pick her as your person, fine, but I'm not thinking.
Okay, well, she's the only one. Okay, so now let's see. We got a bunch of other write-ins. Zachary Peters, ZZ Top 25 on Twitter, he said Larry Bird. Again, I think there could be an argument there.
Yeah, but we don't need another basketball player. If he's not definitively in the top 10 in the NBA, we don't need him.
He is definitively in the top 10.
Yeah, but he's like there's 10 or 9.
But nobody has him in the top 5. Mm-hmm. He's between 6 and 10.
I mean, my ranking now would be, I think, Jordan, Wilt, Kareem, Bill Russell, Kawhi, Shaq, LeBron, Duncan, and then Bird.
All right, okay. All right, nice try. All right, now we got a bunch of wrestlers proposed. Max the Millennial proposed The Undertaker. Jake Larson proposed Hulk Hogan.
I mean, Unbridled. Here's the thing. The Undertaker is, I think, 22-1 at WrestleMania. That's better than, like, anything Babe Ruth ever did.
Okay.
I mean, it's amazing. He's still going.
You had talked about The Rock and Hulk Hogan. Now you're putting Undertaker ahead of them?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a problem with him picking. The Undertaker is like, what has he won? One Royal Rumble? You know, Stone Cold has three. Like,
Unbridled Truth at Twitter. Proposed Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, the thing, the Undertaker is like a playoff guy, you know? He's like a good version of Robert Ory. You know, he kind of sits through the regular season. You don't even want to see him during the regular season. Like, the lights come out, it takes him 20 minutes to come out. You don't need that on like a Monday Night Raw or SmackDown. You want that at WrestleMania.
Okay, so bottom line, are any of these wrestlers going into our maybe pile or no?
No, we don't need a wrestler. And if we did, I think Hulk Hogan beats those guys.
Okay. So a bunch of Giants fans said Odell Beckham Jr., which is obviously insane. Zach Brooks said Calvin Johnson and Le'Veon Bell. I guess this was his Mike Trout argument. He's saying, well, the best running back and receiver alive or right now.
Yeah.
But Le'Veon Bell has been the best.
Not even, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I understand the thought, but there's no reason to talk about Le'Veon Bell being the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe a high times list of the greatest American athletes.
Yosef Feldstein said Larry Fitzgerald, which makes no sense. We don't have Randy Moss or Terrell Owens or Marvin Harrison. We're not putting Larry Fitzgerald on here.
Sorry. He's a Cardinals fan. That makes a lot of sense for him to say that.
Oh, okay, that's why. All right. Fima Schlimmel, who was on this podcast once upon a time, said Deion Sanders, who's already on the bracket, so bad job by you. Yeah. Josh Frendell said Roger Federer, who is not an American. He's Swiss, so bad job by you. Yeah. Jordan Kalish said Derek Jeter, and then wrote in parentheses, take that, Keeve. So I think he's just trolling, so obviously we're going to ignore that.
If this was the 64-bet shortstops, we would have a very serious discussion about Derek Jeter. Yeah.
Josh Cantor said Tamir Goodman. That's an inside joke for like a certain segment of our listeners.
Yeah.
Somebody, it only says Sammy. I'm going to assume this is my brother Sammy, said Jack Morris.
Well, is Sammy Chester a big Jack Morris fan?
I mean, Sammy Chester was probably doesn't even remember the 1991 World Series, so I don't know what he was talking
about. Are you saying he's dumb or he's young?
He's young.
Okay, fine. How old is Sammy?
All right. He's 2 years younger than me.
Oh, so he doesn't remember 91.
I vividly remember that World Series. I watched every game.
Yeah, you don't watch one play. I mean, I remember, but I know you don't.
I don't remember Sammy being in the room. I mean, I remember he came with me to the parade. I do remember that. But anyways, he didn't go to the game with me when I went to game one with my dad, et cetera. All right,
you went to game one of the 91 World Series? Look at you.
Yeah.
Well.
The funny thing is, in my class of 19 kids, three of them went to game seven. So a bunch of people.
Why? Your dad didn't love you enough?
Micah Snitzer went to Game 7. Devorah Silverberg went to Game 7.
Classic
by the way,
Snitzer and Silverberg, yeah.
Yeah, how crazy is it that I remember this 30 years later?
I mean, if I didn't go to Game 7, I remind my dad every day. That I mean, I told you what my grandfather said to me, right?
Yeah, he wants the Jets to win before he dies.
He needs the Jets to win the Super Bowl before he turns 100, and he's turning
80. You've already seen them
win. I know, but he wants to see one with his grandson.
Ah, okay. All right. Anyways, we got some more write-ins. BGold1711 on Twitter said Christian Laettner for college basketball, which makes no. I mean, college basketball.
I mean, I know what he says. No, like if diving is a sport, like maybe college basketball is a separate sport. It's actually not a crazy. We're not going to put him in. But it's
a sport than the NBA. Yeah,
I know, but it's
the greatest college basketball player.
I know, but it's not a crazy take.
Yeah. He said Eddie Merckx for cycling. We already have Lance Armstrong.
Right? Isn't Eddie Merckx not American? I think he's like Belgian. I think Eddie Merckx is not American.
Okay, well, that could be because B-Gold also said Roger Federer, who again we said is not American, and then he said Tim Duncan, which again I understand the argument, but we're no.
Also, barely right, Tommy, American.
Tommy DDD.
Triple D
said Justin Wong, Major League Gaming, best of all time, leaving out as blasphemy.
We're not millennials. We are, but we're not like the
You wanted to consider Joey Chestnut, and you're going to say that eating is more of a sport than gaming?
Yeah, eating is much more of a sport than gaming. Eating is timeless. It's like the 80. By the way, Nathan's every year
not competitive eating.
Yeah, Nathan like every year like tacks on 5 years. It's like now it's like the 140th. You know, Nathan's hot dog eating contest, but there's only evidence of like 20. Like, you know, they just make up. Like, if you ever watch a telecast, they make stuff up. Anyway, you go first.
Everybody eats. Not that many people eat competitively. Not that many people eat to win. Everybody who plays a video game is playing to win.
Do you want to have a competitive sushi eating contest against me when we're here in a few weeks?
I don't know. I feel like I'm past the age of my life where I should be engaging in all-you-can-eat activities.
Well,
it's not healthy.
What are you going to do? You're going to die from 100 pieces of sushi?
No, but it's not going to help. I don't know. We'll think about it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so Justin Wong, is he on the maybe list or no?
No, he's on the no list. I mean, if you want to pick him as your guy. I respect the opinion. It's definitely a good idea. I just don't know anything about it.
JC234 said Dan Gable, who was who is the Iowa wrestling coach, also a great wrestler in his day.
Yeah. No, I mean, Gable's a really good idea. I mean, you could have made
Isn't he more famous as the coach than as a player?
No, he's more famous as the wrestler. He only competed in one Olympics. I think that's his real big downfall, that he has maybe one or two world championships and one Olympics. Jordan Burroughs is more accomplished than Gable. Burroughs, for some reason, got destroyed in the last Olympics.
All right. And then Liam Spencer says Tim Tebow.
I mean, he will make it as a baseball player, but I don't think as an NFL player he's earned it.
All right, and then I'll read you one last person, Tzvi Raps, who's on your team. He says, Joey Chestnut's a no-brainer. No one has dominated the sport as well as he has.
True.
He's a hero to all fat guys and gives hope to those of us who can't physically compete in any other sport.
It's true.
We're not all 6'1", red-headed Andy Dalton lookalikes. Who's he talking about there?
I have no idea what that reference is. Yeah, I think that's about you.
No, I will not acknowledge it.
I mean, to be fair, Chester's 5'11". He just says he's 6'1".
I will, when we meet up, I will happily go back to back and measure myself.
Well, I mean, do you have back to back with what, a freaking ruler? How are we going to know that you're 6 inches taller than me or whatever?
Oh yeah, fine with the ruler. Okay. I mean, I do slouch.
Well, then you don't need me. You could just like get a bigger ruler.
I have very bad
posture.
Yes, yeah. I do. So I'm probably heading more towards 6 feet at this point. But anyway,
okay.
Rapp says Chester's way off on Jackie Robinson. Sorry, Rapps. The voters do not agree with you in Akiva. And then his write-in Rapps was Rick Swenson, the king of the Iditarod, Minnesota's greatest athlete of all time. Yeah. Chester, you should be ashamed of yourself for not including the state hero.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. I mean, I'm not going to put him in because he's not – like, I would put the dogs in. He's not the athlete. Like, we didn't put jockeys in either.
Yeah, well, we didn't put – well, but we put race car drivers in instead of the cars.
Yeah, but they're moving the car.
But what do you mean? How is a driver any different than a jockey?
Well, the car can't move on its own. The dog can move on its own. So can the horse.
What? Of course it can. A car can drive on its own. You don't need a person in there.
I mean, it would crash in 2 seconds. You think the car can do laps of the Daytona 500 without the driver?
First of all, absolutely, you could computerize it and do it for sure. But you think a horse can do laps by itself?
You don't.
Okay, but a horse could all – you could say the same thing about a horse. The horse isn't going to run the laps either, neither the dogs. That's why you need somebody directing them.
Anyway, we're not putting any of them in. All right, you pick your guy. I pick mine. We got to start this bracket.
What do you mind? So you're trying to kick Brett Favre out? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, we might pick Brett Favre. I think we each get the right to pick one person.
No. Walter Payton got 22 votes. Okay?
I don't care.
There's a big drop. Walter Payton's in here. If you want to say that Brett Favre shouldn't be in and you want to discuss the last spot, that's
I'm not discussing it. I want to get one pick. If you don't want to pick, you don't need a pick.
Who's your one pick?
Favre out, Chestnut in.
No. Okay. Veto.
Chestnut got 17 votes, plus he got a golden vote. That's
only because
me.
You voted for him like twice.
Why would we put the seventh best quarterback of all time in over the number one best theater? That makes no sense.
There's an argument that Favre is better than that. He held every single record until Peyton Manning came along.
You think Favre is better than Chestnut? Did Favre ever freaking double every record in 1 year like Chestnut did? Did Favre ever eat like four more hot dogs after eating 66 hot dogs to win a hot dog eating, eat-off against Kobayashi when they were tied? I don't think so. Favre has one freaking Super Bowl win. Chestnut's won the Super Bowl of eating 7 or 8 times. We're not going forward without Chestnut. This bracket has no validity without Joey Chestnut.
If we're going to take Brett Favre out, I think that we should put Michelle Akers in. She's the greatest female soccer player of prior to the 21st century, prior to the last 15 years, right?
Mm. Yes, well, where 8 people played soccer, sure.
She was named the greatest one of the 20th century, right?
But Ham was better. It's just like Ham's career went into the 2000s a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. And then
he was never the best player on your team, really, once they got going.
I'm going to vote for Akers over Chestnut.
Well, no, we each get one vote. You could put in Akers, I'll put in Chestnut, and the 8 and 9 don't make it in. We don't need them. They're not winning any matchups.
No. Fine. So we will have a play-in. This is a play-in round. Okay, we have one game play-in between Michelle Akers and Joey Chestnut for the 64th spot. So how are we deciding this?
No, well, we need a third person for this podcast.
Yeah, well, we didn't plan that, so what are we
going to
do?
Well, so how about, what if we just say the bracket today, and then next week we come back and we find get a good third person? Should people write in and say why they should be a good third person for the podcast next week? Yeah,
that's
for next week.
Yeah, they can do that.
In 2 weeks, because next week we're going to do March Madness, and then in 2 weeks we'll do this.
What are we doing for March Madness?
We're just gonna go through the games and pick a bracket and stuff.
All right. So fine. So why don't we announce the bracket today?
Yes, that's what we're gonna do.
So we're not doing any of the first round matchups? Why don't we at least go through, and then the ones where we can't agree, we'll push those off to next week.
Fair enough. So let's make 2 play-in games. Let's put the 8 and 9 people will go. One of them will go up against Akers. One of them will go up against Chestnut.
No, Michelle Akers is playing Joey Chestnut. That is the playing.
No, game. I'm saying we're going to, instead of 65, we have 66. Put the 8 and 9, there's 62 people.
No, listen to me.
Can you listen? I'm trying to speak English to you here. The 62 people are in. Then the 8 and 9
Why 62? Why 62?
Okay, there were 55 people in. Then the top 7 listener entry people are in. That's 62.
But just let me speak. Just hold on. But listen, I'm looking at the voting results. There is a one vote difference between 7th and 8th, between Jackie
Irrelevant.
Robinson and
Irrelevant.
Then
you
there's
know.
A huge drop-off between 8 and 9. So there's the reason I was proposing to knock Favre out is because there was a huge drop-off between 8 and 9.
So how about a three-way a three-way battle between whoever's 9th, Akers, and Chestnut?
Yeah, that's fine. I even eliminated Favre. I said, we'll just do Akers and Chestnut.
Oh, I didn't hear. Okay, no. So knock Favre out.
Yeah.
And it's Akers
and Chestnut. Akers and Chestnut are in a playing matchup.
Well, I said, like, they're going up against, like, Michael Jordan, and it's totally irrelevant. Okay.
Okay, so I have I have randomly entered all 64 names into a randomizer. This is in a completely random order. There is no seating here. The upper left bracket, which I think is actually the weakest of the four, which shows how dominant this whole bracket is, really. The
Can
very
you
first
send it
match-
to me, or you want to just tell it to me?
Well, I'll tell it to you. I'll
send
it to you
afterwards. Okay, fine. You'd surprise me. Okay.
First matchup on the board. First matchup on the board. Bill Russell, the greatest champion in team sports, against Cy Young. Mm. The greatest winner in team sports against the greatest winner individually. You know, 511 wins, a record that'll never be broken.
That's great.
Right off the bat, tremendous matchup. I'm going to vote Cy Young. The numbers he put up are unmatchable. Right, Cy Young has an argument for the greatest of all time. Bill Russell does not really have that argument.
Mm, this is tough. Yeah, Russell definitely could have won a matchup against some of these people, but I agree. Oh. I'm putting Cy Young in the next round.
So Cy Young advances 2-0.
Tough loss for Bill Russell.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Russell was a Sweet 16 type competitor, but he got a tough matchup, and that's just how it works. All right, the next matchup we have Tom Brady against Tony Hawk.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Move on to the next round, Tom Brady.
Oh, no way. I say Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's the greatest. Is he not?
Well, but why are you valuing skateboarding, which is stupid, and not valuing eating, which is not stupid? Like, 8 people skateboard, but everyone freaking eats.
Again, not competitively.
That's like saying, if I said everyone plays baseball, which is your argument, it's like, not competitively. Of course, I'm not in the major leagues because I suck. Just like you're not in the major leagues, at the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest because you suck at eating.
What the hell are you talking about? Have you ever had an eating competition or seen an eating competition or participated in an eating competition or witnessed an eating competition in your life?
I'm much better at that than I am at baseball.
How do you know? Have you ever even done it? Have you ever lost at eating?
Yes, I've gone toe-to-toe with people eating donuts, eating soup, eating sushi, and I'll take anyone down. I have a bottomless stomach.
You did challenge me a few minutes ago.
I literally just challenged you. For $10,000.
So I'm going to say Tony Hawk. This one will go to overtime. That's fine.
Okay, fine. That'll go over. Whoever we pick is picking Brady, but okay.
I mean, I'm shocked because I thought that you were a Tom Brady hater, so I'm shocked to see
I am a Brady hater, but like, if you could make an argument that he's the most important football player ever, like the most valuable. So.
I'm not making that argument. All right. Okay, so we're going to have to come back to that one next week. Okay. That's fine. Next, we have Joe Louis against Jack Nicklaus. One of the greatest boxers ever, one of the greatest golfers ever.
Yeah,
I'll give it to Nicklaus because he's number one of his sport.
Yeah, I think Nicklaus has to get it also. The boxers are pretty bunched up. They're all great, but they're like, there's not like, this guy's obviously the best. So I give it to Nicklaus too.
All right. Next, we have Ted Williams against Katie Ledecky.
Ooh,
to
interesting.
To me, this is the biggest route we've had so far.
Yeah, I mean, Ledecky's great. She's the greatest female swimmer ever by far. The thing is, Ted Williams is just so good. Like, he definitely gets points for being so good at so many other things.
What do you mean, like fishing?
Yeah, like he gets like he would have been amazing at anything he did. He would have been like one of the five best.
Okay, so first, he's the greatest hitter of all time, right? I mean, he's in the conversation with Bonds and Ruth.
Isn't he like also like the greatest ballroom dancer? He would have been like with the Stars, but he wouldn't have even been like a competitor. He would have been like one of the pros.
Yeah, he missed so many seasons of his prime, not just for World War II, but then he goes away for the Korean War also. So he's also an American hero. To me, Ted Williams easily wins this one.
Yeah, Williams. Sorry, Katie.
All right. Next one, we got a couple of people who suffered diseases and probably used illegal drugs. Magic Johnson and Lance Armstrong.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to vote for Lance. Again, Magic was – the fact that he got in automatically, a little questionable probably.
Magic?
Yeah. Right. And
the Lance thing is silly because, like, if he cheated, like, I don't know, should he be there? He's officially won 0 Tour de France's.
But everybody cheated in that sport. It's not cheating. Who cares?
That's true. Right. He was just a better cheater. That's its own sport.
I'm saying Lance Armstrong. Are you going with Magic?
No. Because Magic isn't necessarily top five NBA player. So I'm going with Lance.
All right, next we have just a doozy of a matchup. I mean, this is a really tough one to be this early. Willie Mays, who many would say is the greatest baseball player of all time, against Lawrence Taylor, who many would say is the greatest defensive football player of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's more value in being an overall football player than a linebacker. I'm going with Willie Mays.
Yeah, I agree with you. But Lawrence Taylor's another guy who you thought would at least go a couple of rounds in this tournament.
I didn't think so, honestly. I think he's just happy to be here.
Okay, fine. The first of our writing candidates to make it into a matchup, it's Roger Clemens against Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, you could really make a case. Yeah, you could make a case that Clemens is a better pitcher than Mantle is a hitter, right?
I think he's hot. Well, I mean, they're both, you know, top five all time, probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a hot take here. I'm going with Roger Clemens.
Oh, it's not a hot take. I agree with you.
Yeah. So you're putting Roger Clemens into the next round.
I'm putting Roger Clemens into the next round, yep. All right. Now I think this is going to work to have our first argument of the day. Because
We are on the record as being pro-steroids. Not even indifferent. Literally pro-steroids. Like, we put Clemens and Armstrong in. Bonds is almost definitely going to win his first round matchup.
I'll say this. I filled out a bracket ahead of time. I entered it into my Greatest American Athlete Bracket Tournament Challenge. And in the bracket I filled out, the candidate who I'm going to predict you have losing in this next matchup, I have him going all the way to the Elite Eight.
Wow.
And okay. I think that you're going to try and knock him out in round one. So we may not have an agreement here. It's Michael Phelps against Jackie Robinson.
Oh, if you can't even make an argument for Jackie Robinson. Like, literally.
Jackie Robinson. Okay.
Is he the
first
best?
First of all, Jackie.
Michael Phelps is the best swimmer ever.
I think that's racist.
I think you have to cut that.
That's a good line.
I know, but you have to cut it.
No. All right, it's not that great. Fine. You know what? We're gonna hold off on this one for the fight next week, okay? We're just gonna have to hold off for
next week. Can you bleep out my joke?
No, it's not.
It's not going in. It's not.
That's not racist. I was joking when I said it was racist.
No, I think it might be. I don't know.
No, it's a funny joke.
Yeah.
No, all right. Next.
I don't think it could go in.
Johnny Unitas against Jimmy Thorpe. All right, stop laughing.
Oh boy. Yeah, I have to. You know, I love Johnny. You got to go Thorpe here. Yeah, I don't think it's a question.
Thorpe is the greatest athlete in the first half of the 20th century.
Yeah.
And you know He's another guy.
I mean, in 1950, they considered Thorpe, you know, when baseball wasn't held as in high esteem as now it is, like, historically, Thorpe was considered the best athlete of the first half of the 20th century, not Ruth. Yeah. So Thorpe's a lock here.
All right, next is an interesting matchup. Jackie Joyner-Kersee against Walter Johnson. Walter Johnson, I have as the second greatest pitcher of all time. Mm-hmm. Many would say the greatest. Jackie Joyner-Kersee, to be honest, I always mix her up with Flo-Jo. So remind me which is which.
Okay, so Jackie Joyner-Kersee is the decathlete who's also the best long jumper. She's the best long jumper and the best decathlete, or as it's known for women, heptathlete, of all time. She's number one at two different track sports ever. Flo-Jo is the best female sprinter ever. So Jackie Joyner-Kersee is not a runner. I mean, the heptathlete does a lot of running, but she's not a pure runner.
Okay.
It's tough here. I mean, Jackie Joyner-Kersee might be the best female athlete ever. And Walter Johnson. The problem with pitchers is we've never really, as a people, reached consensus on like the top seven or eight pitchers, you know? If you ask 20 different experts, someone would tell you Cy Young's the best. Someone would tell you Walter Johnson's the best. Someone would tell you Clemens is the, you know? It's really tough. I'm going to go with Jackie Joyner-Kersee here. I respect Walter Johnson here. Like, he's great. Hard to judge those early 20th century people.
Oh, I was about to judge him in another way. I was about to say, knowing nothing about his personal politics or personal ethics, I would guess that if you told him he was competing against an African American woman, he would not take kindly.
He would drop out of the competition. That's true.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it to Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
Okay.
All right. The next one we have, interesting matchup here. Ben Hogan, possibly greatest golfer, not sure, against Mario Andretti. Greatest driver ever, probably?
Yeah, I think you have to go Andretti here. This is probably a weak matchup for the tournament.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think Andretti's got to win this, but he would be hard-pressed to make the Sweet 16.
All right, next we have Walter Payton, who you didn't even want in this bracket. Sweetness. Right. Held every rushing record until Emmitt Smith came along. Mm-hmm. Against Barry Bonds.
Yeah, it's a
I think
route.
We've already
it's a
agreed
route
pro steroids.
Yeah, Barry Bonds is romping here.
All right. Now we have another interesting matchup. We have Serena Williams, who to me is one of, you know, one of the favorites in this whole tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going up against the winner of Michelle Akers versus Joey Chestnut. So it doesn't even matter who wins
that.
Doesn't matter.
Let's put Serena in.
All right, so we're going to put Serena in, and I'm going to be magnanimous for your sake. I'm going to say that Chestnut won that match.
Oh, well, then I say Chestnut. And the third person has to decide between Joey Chestnut and Serena Williams.
All right. Now we have probably the best first-round matchup, or well, I don't know. We've got a couple really good ones so far. But we have Babe Ruth against Mia Hamm. Tough matchup for Mia Hamm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mia, but it's Babe Ruth.
Yeah, of course. But, Mia Hamm really thought she had a chance here. The greatest female soccer player of all time, the greatest American soccer player of any gender, obviously. But, yeah, Babe Ruth in a row.
Does that mean it's Babe Ruth versus Serena Williams, or no, that was not the same quad?
That is indeed what's happening in the second round.
Oh, no, tough break for Serena Williams, or Babe Ruth.
It's a crazy matchup. Yeah, that is
a nuts match. I mean, Serena Williams could have easily made the Final Four.
Yeah, but that to me is just really an incredible matchup in the second round. We'll have to wait.
Yeah, that's why we should have seeded. Yeah, that's going to be a blockbuster. Yeah.
All right. Next matchup, probably the weakest, I'd say, on this whole half of the bracket. It's Hank Aaron against Richard Petty.
Yeah, that is weak. I think you got to go with Richard Petty. Two drivers in the round of 32.
Yeah, to me, it's Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron. Just a great all-around player.
But he's not one of the five best hitters ever. Like, Petty's obviously one of the five best drivers.
There's an argument that he is. And, again, it's not equivalent to...
Are you taking him over Ruth? Are you taking him over Bonds? Are you taking him over Mays? Are you taking him over Cobb? Like, I don't think so. Are you taking him over Ted Williams? No.
All right. Okay, fine. Well, he's top 10.
Yeah, he's top 10.
All right. But, again...
He's a compiler.
What's Richard Petty in wrestling? In driving. He's not ahead of Dale Earnhardt. He's not ahead of Mario Andretti.
By the way, multiple people emailed and said that Dale Earnhardt Jr. made the bracket. Are you guys idiots?
Yes.
The bracket says Jr., but we on the podcast we said Senior.
The bracket said Dale Earnhardt Senior. What happened is the image that I included in the vote that people did online said Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay,
and I didn't want to edit it once people already voted on it.
Yeah, yeah. No, obviously, we're not that dumb. Like, I watched a little NASCAR. We would not have put you.
I'm glad other people caught that, though, because I caught that myself and was horrified, actually. Uh-huh. All right, so Hank Aaron against Richard Petty apparently is going to overtime.
Fair enough.
All right. The last matchup on the left half of the bracket, so matchup number 16 in the first round, we have Michael Johnson against Cheryl Miller. Interesting matchup.
Is an interesting matchup. To me, Cheryl Miller is probably the best women's player of all time, and Michael Johnson,
it's so hard to know, though.
I know, but the thing is, Michael Johnson was like cucked by Usain Bolt, and I think it's you got to pick Cheryl Miller here.
Wow, I was gonna say Michael Johnson because he wasn't only a runner, but he was like Carl Lewis-ish, wasn't he? He was also competing in other things.
No, he just ran 200 and 400. That's it.
All right, so
but he had the world record of both for a long time until
the 200.
The 200.
He was the most important Olympian of the 90s. Would you say?
Oh yes, the 200 he had. Until Bolt broke it. And then the 400 he had until this year when the South African dude came out of nowhere and broke it.
Yeah. All right, so that's 1-1. So we're going to have to wait till next week to see who wins that one. All right, let's go to the right side of the bracket. We have Ty Cobb leading things off, greatest middle infielder of all time.
It would be funny if he went up against, tell me who. It was like Ty Cobb or somebody.
He's for sure the biggest racist on this bracket that we know of.
Yeah.
And he's going against Otto Graham. Otto Graham, the greatest quarterback of the first, 60 years of the NFL.
Yeah, this is the toughest matchup so far, honestly.
His numbers are so incredible, and when you put them into context relative to his era, just blow everybody out of the water. But here's the thing. If you put Otto Graham on a football field today, he couldn't even play in, like, D1, I think, probably, right?
Well, he'd be dead. It would be hard to have him anything.
No,
you
I'm saying take him, take him at 28 years. Yeah, take him in his prime.
And what about Ty Cobb? Ty Cobb's coming in and he's hitting 350?
Baseball players, I think, could. Now, basketball players – also, George Mikan, by the way, would,
Ty Cobb was hitting white guys throwing, like, 79 miles an hour. He's going to be able to hit Aroldis Chapman.
You just said that Cy Young and Walter Johnson are the greatest pitchers of all time. That was the era that they were playing against.
I mean, because you have some weird thing where, like, you're judging them all based on 2017.
Well, no, I'm not. I judge him based on their error also. There's a reason I have Ty Cobb and Otto Graham on this bracket, but to me, Ty Cobb advances here.
All right, I'm going with Otto
also,
Graham.
You don't want to piss Ty. You don't want to piss Ty Cobb off because you know.
Yeah, he'll call on some friends to some ACCs. All right. Next.
All right. Okay. Next, we have an interesting matchup: Jerry Rice against Florence Griffith Joyner.
Yeah, this is really good. You got to go Jerry Rice, though. It's Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I mean Jerry Rice is probably the greatest football player of all time.
If it was Jackie Joyner Kersey, we'd have a real argument because Kersey's a little heavier above. I mean Griffith Joyner again. We are pro steroids, so I apologize that FloJo, who still has the 100-200 record 40 years later, and there was literally steam coming out of her when she was running those races.
What's crazy to me is that Jerry Rice is the greatest football player of all time, and yet he's more famous in half of America for Dancing with the Stars.
Listen, that's why you do Dancing with the Stars.
It's just so incredible how non-famous any non-quarterback is in football. We were talking about how baseball players don't have an impact. Football, you know, if you're not a quarterback, it's crazy to me, like the Jerry Rice.
He's as famous as he is. The only famous non-QBs right now are J.J. Watt, Odell Beckham, and
Adrian Peterson.
He's maybe like infamous, and Gronk. By the way, do you think it's possible that Adrian Peterson doesn't get signed? That like nobody's interested because he was so bad the last year.
No, there's no chance. There's no chance.
No,
he will definitely have a job.
Like with the Vikings taking him back for a minimum salary, or no? You don't think so?
He would. I don't think he would do that. I don't think he would do that. Mm-hmm. I think the Vikings would, but I don't think his ego would allow him because the way he's going to justify signing a minimal contract is that he's going to do it with a team, you know, like the Patriots or somebody who has a chance.
I think Seattle's maybe sounds like they want him. All right, what's the next matchup?
He would do badly to go to Seattle. That would not make sense. Their offensive line is even worse than the Vikings. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. All right, next matchup. Henry Armstrong, one of the greatest boxers of all time, against Bo Jackson. Not, you know,
this is
good
weakest,
at two sports.
The weakest matchup by far so far.
Yeah, to me, Henry Armstrong advances. I understand why people wanted Bo Jackson in here, but he's not even close to the Hall of Fame in either of his sports.
Yeah, not even close. I agree. Henry Armstrong, maybe the weakest candidate in the round of 32, but put him in.
All right. The next matchup we have is Lou Gehrig, the greatest first baseman of all time, against Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Remember, Muhammad Ali was a Final Four competitor in our greatest living American bracket.
Yeah, and look what
that did not turn out well for him.
No, it didn't turn out well.
He lost eligibility shortly thereafter.
Yes, R.I.P.
But he's another guy who I think is got to be a Final Four favorite for this tournament.
No question. Ali, put him in the second round.
Yeah. All right, and now we have a great matchup of tennis players. Martina Navratilova against Pete Sampras. We talked about how Wayne Gretzky competed for Canada. In the beginning of her career, Navratilova did not compete for the United States, but she did switch at a certain point.
Well, I mean, in her defense, like the country started with Czechoslovakia. It doesn't even exist anymore. So she gets a pass. It's not like she switched for like money. Yeah, she switched. She was like 40-0 in Fed Cup, even though she didn't start till like she was past her prime, and she was 40-0.
All right, so this is why I'm going to vote for Pete Sampras and I'm going to blame Serena here because prior to Serena, Navratilova has a strong argument for the greatest female player of all time.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with Sampras. Martina got cucked by one person. Sampras got knocked off by Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic. She's probably fourth best ever.
Hold on. So that's what I was going to say. Serena has blown Navratilova so far out of the water that it is impossible to make an argument that anybody other than Serena is the greatest female tennis player of all time. Whereas Pete Sampras and Roger Federer, I think, still is a debate.
No, it's not a debate. Djokovic and Nadal and Federer are all better
Djokovic,
than Sampras.
Please, what do you mean?
Sampras, there are three surfaces in tennis, and Sampras couldn't hit a ball on one of them. The other three have all won the titles on every surface. It's not even close. Sampras could not play on clay. That means he stinks.
Right,
he's a paper tiger because he was great on grass, so I would chest two tournaments a year. Navratilova, to me, is the obvious pick here. But if you're going with Sampras, we'll bring it to the jury.
All right, we'll take it to the jury. It's 1-1.
Okay.
And now
I've got a great person. I don't know if he'll say yes, but it's not impossible. What about the Schwab? I have his email address. I'm being serious.
Howie Schwab.
He knows everything about sports.
I respect him. You know what?
Yeah.
Absolutely send him an email.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he'll do it, but he did a reply all thing with me and Ari Gold a couple years ago. I don't think it's impossible.
I would send him an email. He would be the perfect one for this because he would know the history. He's a great pick.
Yes.
All right. So send him an email.
Okay.
If listeners want to propose somebody else and or themselves, they're free to. But
you're probably not better than Schwab, but assuming he says no, then propose yourself.
Yeah. All right. Now the next one is probably my favorite matchup in the first round. Just an incredible, incredible matchup. Although we got a couple other good ones to come still. Mm-hmm. It's an argument about who is the greatest football player of all time, because you've got Jim Brown, who many people would make that argument for.
Yeah, he's definitely the wokest football player of all time.
Well, it's not when he was beating his wife, but.
Oh my gosh! Don't tell me these things.
What he? What are you? You didn't know that?
But it was in the era where that was like okay.
In which era was it okay to beat your wife?
Never,
dude?
never.
Against Peyton Manning, who I argue was the greatest football player of all time.
This is a crazy matchup.
Yeah.
Too straight.
To me, look, Jim Brown retired too young. Played in an era where there were 10 teams, nobody really cared.
I agree.
And is at a less important position. So I think it's a great matchup.
I agree. It is tough. Jim Brown definitely could have beat some of these people, but Peyton's in the next round.
Yeah. All right. And now we got a matchup of basketball players. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar against Diana Taurasi.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to see them play one-on-one.
Yes. Right now. She would destroy Kareem.
Well, now she would probably. But
yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna vote for Kareem, obviously.
I mean, you could really make a good case for Taurasi here. I just think, like, you could make a case, like, she's the best modern basketball player. Nobody says that Kareem is like, the best it's not modern, I guess.
Kareem was better in college than she was. He never lost the game.
True.
Right?
And
she was all,
Taurasi's legacy is at UConn, which is obviously she was amazing there.
But Kareem has that from UCLA.
Yeah. And Maya Moore. Maya Moore was better than her at UConn, and Breonna Stewart was better than her at UConn.
Taurasi won't be the greatest female basketball player of all time within 10 or 15 years. There's a lot of people nipping at her heels.
Better comment. I mean, UConn had a woman the other night go 10 for 10 from threes, like their next good player. So, Kareem, yeah, this is a tough loss for Taurasi, but Kareem advances.
And by the way, assuming that the guy who I think wins the next matchup, Kareem has a fantastic matchup in the next round.
Okay.
And that's because he will be playing the winner of Will Chamberlain against Barry Sanders.
Ooh. I mean, you got to go with Wilt. I love Barry Sanders, but I think this is obviously Wilt.
Yeah, and I really want to see Wilt against
Will Kareem is a great matchup in the second round.
All right, the next matchup we have are two people who recently posed in a photograph together, which they tweeted out, which got many retweets and likes.
Ooh.
You want to guess who it is?
Yeah. Donald Trump and his, Jason Miller. I don't know who.
Well, there are two people who are in our bracket, so that should be a hint.
Two people posed for a photograph together. Simone Biles and LeBron James. Simone Biles and LeBron James.
You're very close. I'll give you one more hint. It is the heaviest person on this bracket and the lightest person on this entire
bracket. Simone Biles versus Shaq?
There you go, baby.
I really think Simone Biles is better than Shaq. I'm voting for Simone Biles.
I'm not going to disagree because you're the one who said that Simone Biles was the greatest of all time at her sport.
By far the best gymnast ever. By far.
Yeah, and that's not true for Shaq, necessarily.
No, definitely not true.
All right, so Simone Biles beats Shaq 2-0.
Unbelievable victory for Simone Biles.
All right, next matchup we got Dale Earnhardt against Deion Sanders.
I'm telling you right now, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Dale. I was watching when he died. RIP Dale. To me, Deion is a Hall of Famer in one sport and was good like as a hobby in baseball. He was like an above-average baseball player. So I think you have to go with Deion.
All right.
What do you think?
Fine. Yeah, that's
I mean,
fine.
You can make a case he's the best cornerback ever. So, like, he's like Lawrence Taylor if Lawrence Taylor also played baseball. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, now we're doing this bracket. Well, I mean, all he really was in baseball was a pinch runner, honestly.
But the thing with baseball is, like, you get good by being in the minors for 5 years. He was playing football.
Yeah. All right, so this next matchup is, if we were doing this in 1950, I think these two are both in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for them, in the last 65 years, a lot of good athletes have come to the fore. Mm. It's Jesse Owens against Babe Didrikson Zaharias.
Yeah, this is a really good matchup. I'm right off the bat, I think you have to pick Zaharias. You could make a case for him.
She's the female Jim Thorpe. She's like arguably the greatest female golfer of all time, even 80 years later.
Yeah, I mean, you could make a case that Babe Didrikson Zaharias is a contender to win the tournament, or at least make the Final Four. Owens is great, but his career really gets ruined by the world wars and the fact that it was right after the Depression and he couldn't just keep running forever then.
All right, now we have maybe two of the wokest competitors in the first round. It's LeBron James against Satchel Paige.
Oh, LeBron is not that woke.
I mean, LeBron is sort of like at the forefront of of superstar athletes being politically active.
I mean, he's just more woke than Michael Jordan. He's not woke.
Yeah. Anyways, obviously LeBron is winning this. LeBron,
yeah, we
would
just don't have enough information about Satchel. There's, you know, the 20 different Negro League experts will tell you that there's, you know, this guy you've never heard of was much better than Josh Gibson, or Cool Papa Bell was great. You know, we just don't have enough information.
Yeah. LeBron James, do we agree? He would be the best tight end in the NFL.
I mean, I don't know if he'd be better than Gronk, but he definitely, I mean, he could start for the Jets tomorrow. He could start for the Jets tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a very low bar. Do the Jets have a tight end on their roster by the end of the season?
Well, they had four receptions, I think, or six receptions last year. Something crazy. By the way, listen to this year from Dion when he was 24 as a baseball player. He hits 304 with 14 triples and 8 homers, steals 26 bases, only 325 plate appearances. He OPS is 840. Gets on base almost 35% of the time, you know, while playing really good defense. His WAR was over 3 despite playing half a season. Like, that was like he was playing for fun. And he played after the age of 27, he only played 2 more seasons spread out. Like, he put no effort into baseball and was still an above-average baseball player.
Yeah, okay, so I'm actually shocked. I did not realize how good he was.
He was really good at baseball.
Yeah. I remember him as being like just like a pinch runner. But yeah, I'm looking at his 1992 season. he was an MVP candidate, basically.
Yeah, he was really good at baseball.
that's actually incredible. He was really, really good. I did not realize how good he was. Wow. Yeah, so he's obviously going to beat Dale Earnhardt. All right. Speaking of Josh Gibson, who you just mentioned, he's going up against Carl Lewis in our fourth to last matchup of the night.
Who is it against Carl Lewis?
Josh Gibson.
Same thing. I mean, I just think Carl Lewis is, you know, again,
a little bit of a renaissance man also.
Good at lots of different things. Except for singing national anthems. You know, he's Usain Bolt, but also the best long jumper. I think this is a lock for, I mean, Josh Gibson, people say was better than Babe Ruth. Like, maybe we're stupid. Maybe we should put Josh Gibson in. If we had Joe Posnanski on right now. By the way, that would be another great person for this podcast.
Yeah, he's got his own podcast.
I mean, he might join. Who knows? Josh Gibson died at 36. You know, at 35 even, actually. It's just so hard to judge.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Carl Lewis here, with all respect.
360 hitter who hit 1,000 home runs.
Yeah, but we have no idea what that means.
I know. But it might.
Yes. In a different era, he might be the
greatest baseball player of all time, though.
It's definitely possible. Racism sucks. You know, the greatest American athlete bracket is not going to solve all of society's ills.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Carl Lewis. Here's the question. No, I'm not taking it out. It's a good joke.
Oh, you have to.
No, we'll leave it in and let the listeners.
No, we're not letting the listeners decide that we're racist. What does that mean?
So now I have to go back and edit this thing?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, next matchup we have Shaun White against Tiger Woods.
I mean, this is a tough break for Shaun White. Shaun White is really great. Like, the snowboarding is open. I would say it's open to everyone. It's open to every rich kid in the country, you know? And he's the best at it by far in the whole world. But obviously, Tiger Woods wins. But I could have made a case for Shaun White if he went up against like one of the track people or something.
All right, we got two matchups left of the night: Joe Montana, who many would say is the greatest quarterback of all time, mm-hmm. against Chris Evert.
Yeah, Joe Montana, I think.
Yeah. And then the last matchup in the first round: Sugar Ray Robinson against Michael Jordan.
I mean, I like Sugar Ray, but obviously Michael Jordan wins this. We got a Montana-Jordan second-round matchup. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Sugar Ray might be the best pound-for-pound boxer of all time, so Michael Jordan's a very tough matchup for him.
Ultimately, it's not a question. So we don't have a lot of choices for the whatever gentleman or female we pick.
Well, that person's going to help us do the whole second round.
Yeah, they'll help us do the second round.
Yeah. My question was, do we maybe go to the listeners again to decide our ties? We only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ties. Do we let the listeners decide?
I'm not sure. The listeners will be involved. Maybe the listeners are going to do the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. I don't know. Let's see if we could get someone good for the bracket.
The listeners have been very biased in favor of the big sports.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, like I'm looking at these matchups, the listeners are going to pick Tom Brady, Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron.
Yeah. You don't have to go through every matchup and spoil everything, but yeah. I hear you.
I say let's give it to the listeners again, these six matchups, because we're going to have our guests come on and do that whole second round with us. So.
Yeah.
All right, so should we do it the same way as last time, or should I make like a little Google Doc?
No, I don't know. For those six matchups? Let's save that. Let's give more work for the person who they could give their opinion. But ultimately, I think the decision will come down to whoever we pick as the third person.
When I ask the listeners, I go with them, unlike you. So if we're not going with them.
No, I say for now, don't go with them. We'll give the listeners another shot at the next round. So next week is going to be March Madness. And then in 2 weeks, we're gonna you know, I don't know if we'll finish this, but we'll at least, you know, go forward a round or two.
All right. Okay, Akiva. So I'm glad we finally got this bracket put together.
Yeah, no, this is exciting. Are you going to post the whole bracket on? You should post a blank bracket on the page also.
Well, I'll post the bracket with on which page? Like I'll tweet it out, I guess.
Yeah, I guess on the Elite Fan, like a link to it from the Elite Fans thing that we linked to.
Yeah, yeah.
We really need a website or like a Facebook page or something.
Yeah. You want to set it up? All right. You don't have a side-off, so now this podcast is sort of ending awkwardly.
No, I'm very excited for... Are you excited for March Madness?
Look, Minnesota's the best they've been since I was in eighth grade, and this time hopefully they won't have to retroactively give up all the wins. So I'm excited for them to crash and burn in a first-round upset.
Are you excited for all the Northwestern hype? Like every single sports writer on Twitter is losing their mind over Northwestern.
Yeah, it's so annoying. If they lose their first game of the Big Ten tournament, they might not make it.
No, they're still making it. I think Lunardi has them as a 9, so they're not really in danger.
Well, but I mean, the lowest seed is like an 11.
Yeah, no, they're not in like the last 8 in, so I think they're safe.
Yeah, probably. It's been a weird year for the Big Ten. There's no good team. I mean, I guess Purdue. But look, I really only watch Big Ten college basketball and football until tournament time. Mm-hmm. So,
is Superfan Robbie, is he a big college basketball guy or no?
Not really.
No, football, he's not watching. He's not watching Minnesota play today in their pajamas.
Minnesota.
I mean, North Michigan played today in their pajamas.
Yeah, Michigan. Minnesota's got a double bye.
Oh, wow.
In the way that the ridiculous Big Ten tournament works. Yeah.
Beeline is overrated.
Well, who is?
Beeline.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about college basketball next week.
Okay, let's do it. Bye.